जय जय राधा कृष्ण।
आरती करे ललित दिस की गान, आरती करे ललित, हे आरती करे ललित दिस की गान, आरती करे मोरे मदन मोहन रूप त्रिभंग सुंदर, मदन मोहन रूप हे राधा विनोद बिहारी रूप त्रिभंग सुंदर, विनोद बिहारी रूप पीतम्बर शिखी पुच छुदा मनोहार, पीतम्बर शिखी पुच मोरे पीतम्बर शिखी पुच छुदा मनोहार, जय ललित माधव बामे वृषभन कन्या, ललित माधव बामे ललित माधव बामे वृषभन कन्या, ललित माधव बामे नीलवसन गोरी रूपे गुणे धन्या, नीलवसन गोरी नन विदय अलंकार करे जरमान, नन विदय अलंकार हरि मन विमोहन बदन युजान, हरि मन विमोहन विषक दिशकी गान नाना रागे गाय, विषक दिशकी गान विषकदिश की गान नन रगे गाय, विषकदिश की गान प्रिय नर्म सखी जत चमर दुलाय, प्रिय नर्म सखी जत हे प्रिय नर्म सखी जत चमर दुलाय, हे श्री राधा माधव पद सरसि जयाचे, श्री राधा माधव पद श्री राधा माधव पद सरसि जयाचे, ठाकुर भगति विनोद सखी पद सुख बाचे, भगति विनोद सखी भज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद, बोलो कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हे राम राम हरे हरे, हे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, बोलो हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram
कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मां शरणन्ति फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणति इन माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पादपद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पार्षी श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पार्षी श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज In Houston and Bayer, we told the sweet pastimes of Balcharitra and Pauganda Leela there, up to Ras Leela. And after Ras Leela, we also explained about Krishna went to Mathura. And kill Charunu Mushti, Kansa and others. And then Yajnapavit Sanskar. And then he went to his Guru Ashram, Sandipini Muni. And returning from there, he sent Uddhav to pacify father, mother, and especially his most beloved gopis. Uddhav went there and he was astonished to see the Vatsalya Rasa of Nanda Baba like mountain, and he saw the Everest top and his cap fallen so high, and moreover he saw the separation mode of gopis, unparalleled. And among them, Sri Radhika's separation mode. And he heard Bhramar Geet from her, sometimes rebuking Krishna, that his messenger, sometimes or warning, sometimes so many things, sometimes, oh, you have come from my most beloved. What do you want? Do you want that I should go to Mathura? No, no, I cannot. There my south, co-wife, are there on the breast of Krishna. Oh, we cannot go. Oh, is my most beloved Krishna there? In Madhupuri, Mathura, he is well. Will he come? And telling this, they become faint totally. Uddhav saw and began to pray, and he prayed so many slokas and told, Bande Nanda Brijayasti Nam Padarenu Abhishek. I pray one fit dust out of gopis. From their mouth, if Harikatha comes, it can purify whole world. And thus, anyhow, he feared that if gopis most beloved and their separation would be so if I will be here, then I will have to tolerate these things. He went. He could not be even a grass of blame. He prayed only. And then he went to Krishna and told all these things. After that, Krishna went to the house of Kubja and Akrur. Kubja has been accepted by Rupa Goswami, Sadharani, Rati in Kubja. Because she has only love and affection in Krishna, no other man. But with lust. So lust everything spoils. But even she is Sadharani. Dwarkapuri, Rukmani Sattabhama. They are
Samanjasa.
And Gopi are Asamanjasa, highest. Then he went to Akrur. Then Kubja did very honor and archan of Krishna. Then from there he went to Akrur, and then Jarasandha attacked him. His two daughters, Asti and
Prapti,
they complained that your son was your son-in-law was sitting quite calm and quiet. And this wicked Krishna jumped up and jumped on his and he died. And then he became very, very angry that my now sister daughters are
widow.
Then he attacked with about 21 Akshauhini Sena, more than Pandav and Kaurav even. Not only one time, 16 times he invaded. But Baldev used to catch him by his plow and then wanted to kill, but Krishna told, oh, don't kill. He should go and again bring so many his followers and we will kill. In this way, the burden of earth will go away. Then, when he attacked 17th time, at same very time, Kaljavan came. And Krishna and Baldev, without any, they began to run. And they went Krishna went in the cave, and there, that Kaljavan was killed by the sight of that Muchukunda Prabhu. And then by his Vishwakarma, he created Dwarka in the midst of ocean and sent all his Mathura Varsi in one night, in a 1 second there. And when they woke up, oh, where we are? How beautiful, more than Mathura, everything. And then Baldev marriage with Revati and Baruni afterward. Revati was from Satyayug, very tall. Baldev in the last stage of Dwapar, so he was so how to be married? But really Revati has promised that I will marry with only Baldev, nothing else. Then Krishna, Baldev Prabhu took his plow and
And at once he became small, and then marriage was done. And Krishna then married Rukmini, Satyabhama, and other 8 prominent queens, Rajkumari. Perhaps you have read all these things. Then Bhaumasur Vadh, and then 16,100 princess were there in the prison of Bhaumasur. Krishna opened the prison and told, from where you are, you should tell, I will send you all to your fathers. Then they told, we cannot return. We want to be your maid servant of your wives. We will broom. We will do all other services. But we cannot go to our fathers, mothers. Then Krishna took them to Dwarka and married all. So Krishna has 16,108. And then after that, his son Pradyumna and his son Aniruddha. Oh, so many dynasty was. From each wife, 9 sons. 10 sons and 1 daughter. He engaged 1 lakh tutor for their sons and everyone. How much? 1 million. More than 1 lakh. So you can imagine that how many children were there. Then he, Banasur. He has thousands of arms. And with him, Krishna fell, and Shankar Parvati went to save their most beloved disciple, son, like son. Then Krishna anyhow cut his all arms, kept only 4. And he told that Shankar has saved you and other things. Nriga. And then Baldevka Prabhu came to Braja to pacify gopis. And he did rush with all gopis, only to pacify that they are feeling so much separation. So I should go come. What?
Pacify them.
Then Pandrika and Vasudev. Pandrika has 2 arms, but he added wooden 2 arms and told, Krishna, you are not Vasudev, I am Vasudev. And if you will say that I am Vasudev, then you should come and fight us. Krishna cut his arms and also his friend Kashi. And he burned Kashi and Shankar fly away from there, run away from there. Anyhow, he went to first to Navadvip Dham, Harihar Kshetra, and from there he went to Bhuvaneswar. And then, you know, Dvivid, he was very, very much strong. He fought with Raman by the side of Ramchandra. But he used to criticize Lakshman. And after that, he began to criticize Baldev Prabhu. Then Baldev Prabhu took his
plow
and with musal he killed him. Then Narada Rishi saw Krishna in 16,108 wives' rooms, somewhere marriage, some he gave donation with his wife, somewhere with children, sometimes in so many ways. And then he began to pray Krishna, that how your Aishwarya is. Then, he went to Indraprastha with Pandav, and he told that you should do Ashwamedh Yajna. And for this, he took Arjun and Bhim and went to Jarasandha in the form of Brahmins. And went to Jarasandha and told, we are Brahmins. We have come to beg something. So please give. Then he saw, they are really not Brahmins. There is something, sign of dhanush and barn. Oh, then he began to
laugh.
Who are you? Krishna told that, myself, Krishna. He is Bhim, he is Arjun. What you want? I can give my life also. Then Krishna told, we want that you should fight us. Oh, then he began to laugh very loudly. Ho, 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 ho. And then, who will fight me with me? Krishna, any of three you can fight. Oh, I cannot fight with Arjun because he is half wife and lady and... Oh, I cannot. And with you, you have fled away from battle 17 times. So you are very coward. I will not fight you. Only if Bhim, with Bhim I can fight. And then he took one club and gave one club to Bhim and they began to fight. Day fighting, night like friends. So how many days? So many days. I don't remember. What do you mean? 28 days. Both were like, Bhim was very much strong, but he used to know the skills. So last day Krishna took a straw and did like that. Then Bhim knew and at once he took his both
legs.
He took his both legs and throw. And then he took his one leg from his leg and one with arms and like a straw, he did him into two and he was finished. Very interesting. And then Shishupal Vad. Shishupal was actually Jaya Vijaya. Shishupal Dantabhakra. Then Salva Dantabhakra. And then Baldev Prabhu killed Sut Goswami. When he came Naimisharanya, 88,000 of rishis. We are hearing and this Sut Goswami was reading, not reading, but telling the Mahabharata and other things, Puran. Oh, he could not stand up and had no
respect
for Baladev. Baladev at once told, all these rishis are more than you. They are very learned and they know past, future and present. And they have a stand up and you know, don't know that I am Jagat Guru. No respect. So, a person like you cannot explain Srimad Bhagavat and Puran. And thus, by hand, he cut off his head. Then all began to weep. Oh, what you did? From where now we will hear? Then don't be worried. If you want, I will again give him life and he will come and say, no, no, we don't want. Then Baldev Prabhu, there was a boy of Sut Goswami, Ugra Shavasut. He was a boy, and then he, what inspired him, that he can speak whole Ved, Puran, Upanishad, Mahabharata, and everything. And that very Ugra Shavasut, he was in this assembly of Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Vasudevaswami. Then, you know, Sudama Vipra, when Krishna Baldev were in Sandipani Muni Ashram, he was there. Now he came to Dwarka by the request of his wife. Sudama Vipra and his wife, in young age they became old. They never wanted any food or anything. What easily used to come only by that. So his wife requested him to go. He did not wanted to go there, but he told that, I should go because I will see this, the Lord of Lord Krishna, and thus I will return back. I will not ask there, I am going, but no. But give me something that I can give him donation. Then from other houses he collected something, piece of broken rice and wrapped in a cloth and gave. He went there and seeing him, Krishna was in Rukmini house on the bed of Rukmini. At once got up and ran away and he embraced Sudama Vipra and then brought him and gave place on the cot of Rukmini and began to wash his hands. Rukmini, Satyabhama all began to and thinking, who is he? Who is he? That Krishna himself is serving him. After that, Sudama also has doubt that whether he has recognized him or not. Perhaps he thinking another. Then Krishna told that night when they went to forest and collected sticks, and Gurudev then came and told, all Upanishad, Ved, everything should come in your heart. And then Krishna went to Kurukshetra, and after Kurukshetra, in Kurukshetra, he met with Gop and Gopi, tried to pacify it, but Gopi were not satisfied. They wanted to bring Krishna in Vrindavan. That is Ras festival. This very interesting. I have not discussed. In future I may discuss about these things. Once Narad Rishi came in the palace of Vasudev Maharaj. When he came, he was doing yajna, sacrifice. He told Brahmins and all others, Ritvik, stop yajna. The fruit of the yajna has come. These sadhus, now I want to ask from him. And he asked that I have in my past life, I have taken broom from Lord Krishna himself that want a putra like you, son like you, not for liberation from the world. So please tell me how can I be liberated? And then Devarsinath began to tell No Jogendra Sambhad that Maharaj Janak once in his palace, nine No Jogendra. You know Jogendra? The son of Vrishabh. Ninth. They were like Sanak Sanandan. They used all, they knew all tattva, siddhanta and everything. Mercifully they went there. And then Narada is telling that, oh, Nemi Maharaj told them, I want to know Bhagavat Dharma. What is Bhagavat Dharma? By that, following, practicing, very soon, without any effort, mukti from this world, what? Liberation from world comes, and Krishna prem comes. How? And then, first, No Jogindra, Kabi began to speak. Kabi. What was question? What was answer? Only one rishi.
ॐ अज्ञानते मिरन्धस्व गणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं ये तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय थाउजेंड्स थाउजेंड्स ऑबिसेंसेस लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रील गुरुपाद पद्म ऑल सन्यासीज and all Vaishnavas, mothers and sisters, please accept my dandavat pranams.
I begin from Govinda Bhuja Guptayam.
Sir Gurudev spoke about essence of Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. After then, starting 11th canto. When Sri Sukadev Goswami spoke Sri Krishna's Leela Katha, then how is possible, how can take Sri Krishna's lotus feet and pure love and affections? What is their process? Then Sri Sukadeva Goswami again start 11th canto. So everyone can follow this process. Then everyone will be happy. This is called Sanatana religion, best religion. So their process. What is the Sanatana religion? How they worship to Lord Sri Krishna? What is their qualities? And what is Maya, ignorance? So we are falling in ignorance, in Maya. How is possible? How can we be free from Maya? And what is our process, life after life and time to time? Satya Trita Dapar Kali, so many yugas coming. What is their sadhan process? So everything explaining in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. There are two things. One, Nimi Navajagandra Sangvad, other Krishna Uddhav Sangvad. Nimi Navajagandra Sangvad, when Sri Narada Rishi lived in Dwarkapuri, Govinda Bhuja Guptayam Dharavatyam Kurudvah, अवाचेद नारद भीष्म कृष्ण उपासन लालस श्री नारद सी वॉन्ट्स टू वर्शिप श्री कृष्ण ऑलवेज ही इज मूविंग because previous time Daksha Prajapati gave curse to him, he could not stay anywhere long time, only very shortest time. So he laughed and he worked everywhere. And he gave instructions to anyone. But this time he wants to live in Dwarkapuri. Govinda Bhuja Guptayam Dharavatyam Guru Dvasa. In Dwarkapuri, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is living. They are always protecting all Jadu dynasty, everyone. There is no cause, no any kind, any problem. So, Narad Rishi, he lived long time in Dwarkapuri. There is no any problems. One day, Govinda Bhuja Guptayam, because Govinda, Lord Sri Krishna, always protecting in Dwarkapuri. So, there are. One day, Narad Rishi, when he came near Vasudev Maharaj, then Vasudev gave full respect and worship him. When Narada Rishi sit in asana, then Vasudeva Maharaj told to Narada Rishi, "Oh my dear Brahma, whole life passed in my family life. I never served to Vishnu, never worshipped to Vishnu, and I don't know. So whole life passed. So how can do? How will we free from Maya ignorance?" That time Narada Rishi laughed. Whose son is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna? Whose wife is Devaki Devi? Who took Sri Krishna in her womb? And he is thinking, "Oh, I am falling in Maya. Have their Maya, ignorance, nothing." But he is asking. Then Narada Rishi told, "Okay, so you remind me Sri Krishna's beautiful katha, tatta darshan. Okay, I am speaking. I want to speak one sangvad. Previous life, previous time, Nimi Maharaj was a great king. He did fire sacrifice long, long time. One day his fire sacrifice assembly, Navajagandra Rishi came, who was sons of Rishabdev. They are great rishis. So nine rishis, they are like one sun god. And everywhere moving, they have no any problems. So mountain, hills, ocean, everywhere they cross there and they are coming. So Kavi Havi Antariksha Pippalayan Prabuddha Avirhotra Drumil Chamaskar Vhajan nine rishis. They are great Mahabhagavat rishis. When they came in his assembly, then Nimi Maharaj worshipped them and then told, Ata Atantikam Chemam Prichamo Bhavato Anagha Sansaryasmin Chanardhyapi Satsanga Sevadhir Niram. Oh my dear Brahma, so I have some questions. If I like you, then please give answer. So I don't know to ask you, so I want to listen. Ato atantikam chemam, atantik kalyan, topmost auspicious things, best religion. What is the Sanatana religion? So I want to listen. Please tell me. Then Durlabho manuso deho dehinam chanabhangura tatrapi durlabham manne vaikuntha priyadarshanam. So in this world, very rare this human life, very hard. If someone coming in human life, but not possible to getting sadhu association. In human's life, their life, sadhus come in and give him darshan, then this is the most highest things. So I am asking you, please tell me. Then Kavi Rishi spoke these things. Manne kautasche Bhayam achyutasya padam bhuyopasana matra nittam udvigna buddhera asadatma bhavat viswatmana jatra nivartate bhi. Everyone will be fearless when they are following to Sri Krishna. Manne kutasid bhayam achutasya achut bhagavan Sri Krishna, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. If anyone worship to his lotus feet and taking shelter and serving him, then nothing, anything, no any problems, no family life, and no material desires, no sense gratification, nothing. Everything will be clear and pure. Udvigna buddhir sadatma bhavat. Anyone leave him sense enjoying mood all the time, trembling mood, and asadatma bhavat anit. Everything going, no still fixed. So house, money, land, and relative, everyone they are going. But always we have absurd mood to them. Oh, all are mine, my house, my wife, my children, my gold, my land, my things. All are mine. My body, I am this body, all are mine. This is called family situation. Ignorance. All ignorance will be finished when worship to Sri Krishna. This is the best way. If anyone going and following this Sanatana religion, if blind, closed-eyed and running away, never falling. And if sometimes sleeping, not sleeping, sleeping. So, no any problems. Svalpam asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. If anyone following, also little, very short, little Sanatana Dharma. If someone accepting, oh, this religion is best religion, very good thing. Oh, I accept this. If helping, if sadhu is there, serve him, Lord Sri Krishna. If anyone serve him to sadhu, give him some donations to sadhu, then everyone life will be happy. And all ignorance, all blindness, everything will be finished. This is the best way. Bhayam dityat abhinivesatasyat ishat apitasya viparjayo smriti tan mayato buddha avaje tvam bhaktai kaisam guru devatatva. Before, see, Kabirishi told, if anyone kaina vacha manasair indriyairva, body, mind, senses, heart, knowledge, everything, and in his work, all things offered to Sri Krishna. Oh, Sri Krishna, you are mine. I am your one person. Please accept me. In this way, his life, his energy, everything offered to Sri Krishna. So Naradrishi also before spoke to Vyasa. If anyone leave him in family life, all things offered to Sri Krishna. Only his mood to Sri Krishna. They have no family situations, no blindness, nothing. And anyone leave him in sense enjoying mood, then they are going hell. So kaina vacha manasair indriyairva buddhatmana bhanu sutta svabhava. Everything they are natures. So they are doing different work. But all things they offer to Sri Krishna. Whole life for Sri Krishna, whole energy for Sri Krishna, then their life is successful life. So there is no any problems. Karoti jati jat sakalam parasmai Narayana iti samarpayitva. All things offered to Narayana, offered to Sri Krishna, then they are living successful life. Bhayam dityad abhinivesatasyat. When we have desire to material life, material sense enjoying life, so we want to happy by the material things. So at that time, we are falling in ignorance. Then we afraid. We afraid for myself. My body never will be lost, never die. My relative, sons, children, and wife, and any others, husband, so everyone, they will be still fixed, and all the time they are living with me. They never left me, and money always will be fixed in this way, but always going, nothing, not fixing. So, bhayam dityad abhinivesatasyat. When we have absurd mood in family situation, sense enjoying mood, that time fear coming. We afraid. When we forget to see Krishna, that time we are falling in ignorance, in maya. Then I can't understand what can I do? What is my necessity? What is my duty? Then we forget all things. So ordinary life. So we are going to school and study something, study there. Then we learn. Then we are making job, business, any kinds, and making money, taking sense, enjoy. This is our life. Kim kartabva bimura. Then we forget all things. Where will go? Where will be happiness? Where I live? So any kind of problems come in. Tan maya tu buddha avajitvam. All are ignorance. See, Kavirishi spoke, if intelligent man, then you must follow to Gurudev. Buddha, buddhiman purush, intelligent man. Abhajaitvam bhaktai kaesam guru devatatma. Ekaya isam bhajet ekaya bhaktya. Only one mood, pure bhakti. Must follow the pure bhakti. And this bhakti, you can serve to worship to Sri Krishna and serve to Guru Padma. We never seen Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. How is beautiful and how is we never see, but we see the Gurudev. So Gurudev is our heart, our soul, our life. Anyone can serve to Gurudev. He is our devata. He is present here. So Sri Krishna said to Gurudev. So they are coming more kindness, very great merciful. When Sri Krishna came, he killed so many demons. Gave liberation. But anyone, they not become devotees and they cannot serve to Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna killed them. But Gurudev, more kindness, merciful, so gave him more kindness. Anyone, mind, heart, body, everything changed their life and they are serving to Sri Krishna. So Gurudev, our heart, our devata, our soul, everything. So in Srimad Bhagavatam spoke these things, serve to Gurudev. Tate Krishna bhaje kare, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these things. Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev, Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bij, tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ra seva. Mayajal chute paaye Sri Krishna charan, worship to Sri Krishna, serve him, Gurudev. Then will be pure. Otherwise, no purity. So, there are all things in this world. So, we see everything, ignorance. Always we are thinking mindly and seeing dream. So many dreams in our life. We are thinking so many things. So, now we have some money. And next day will be more money, and then will be king and president. So many things we are thinking. But when dream finish, then nothing. Oh, we are sleeping on the bed. So in this way, So we are thinking so many dreams in our life, but nothing, also false things. Then anyone must follow these things. Say Kabir Rishi spoke and Sukhdev Goswami spoke these things. Srinan Subhadrani Rathangapani Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke Gitani Namani Tada गायन बिलज बिचारे द संग हाउ कैन लीव हाउ कैन डू देयर प्रोसेस एवरीथिंग स्पोक दिस थिंग्स श्रीनंद सुभद्राणी रथांग पाणी हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा रथांग पाणी ही इज नॉट टेकिंग नाउ सुदर्शन व्हील्स बट ही टूक chariot wheels. And he wants to kill Bhishma Pitava, but he does not want. Only so into afraid. Oh, you were throwing me arrows. So at that time he took chariot wheels. And he's broken his promise and he saved his devotee's promise. Bhishma Pitamaha told, if I am showing and I defeated you and you are taking weapons, then I am sons of Gangaputra Santanu, sons of Santanu Maharaj. So then Bhishma Pitamaha fighting so much. At once Sri Krishna took chariot and he broke on his promise and he said to him and he runs away. So Srinand Subhadrani, always he is giving him respect to devotees. He is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Very kindness, very merciful. So he is pastimes Leela. Very beautiful Leela. Srinan Subhadrani Rathangapane Janmani Karmani cha his birth. How he took birth and how he did Leela, past times Leela. Everything chanting, hearing and speaking and remind others and remember to Sri Krishna's Leela. In this way, Janmani Karmani cha Gitani Namani Jadarthakani Tadarthak Krishna Govinda Murari Mukunda Madhusudan Madan Mohan Govinda Damodar Gopinath Padmana. So many names and there have so many leelas. So in this way can remember, can meditate his sweetness leela, chanting his name and speaking and hearing, meditating in this way. Gayan Bilajjo Bicharita Sangha singing and Bilajjo. Let all shyness, all pride, no need pride, no need jealousy, no need shyness. So everything let. And Gayan Bilajjo Bicharita Sangha, no need material, Visay mood, their associations, no need their associations. Where is living with sadhus and serve him to sadhus, Guru Pad Padma, and following this bhakti yoga. Then very quickly, evam brata sapriya nama kirtya. This is our life, this is our bhav, this is our sankalpa. In my life, we are chanting Sri Krishna's name and meditating to his sweetness, Leela. In this way, evam brata sapriya nama kirtya jatanu rago druta chitta uchai. Then attachment mood come in. Very deep mood, weeping, falling tears, shaking body, trembling body. That time, so always meditating Sri Krishna, pure mood, pure heart, no any problems. In this way, druta chitta uchai, gayati, rauti, rodati, sometimes singing, sometimes weeping, sometimes calling to Sri Krishna. In this way, Loka Vaishya left all family desires, all desires, only one mood to Sri Krishna. In this way, this is pure bhakti and pure life. Everyone must follow these things. Then everyone's lives will be happy. Then slowly, slowly more progress bhakti, bhakti manifesting in our heart. And other way, renunciations. And so experience come, more experience, more they are feeling Sri Krishna's sweetness, Leela. In this way, bhakti more will be progress. Other side, other way, ityachyutangri bhajatonu vrittya bhaktir viraktir bhagavat prabodha. Bhavanti vai bhagavatasya rajan tatah param shanti mupaiti sasat. Then parashanti, everyone will be peace, everyone will be happy. In this way, following to bhajan sadhan bhakti yoga and serving to Sri Krishna, worshiping Sri Krishna, serving Guru Padpadma, this is our process. Vanchakalputru Vasikripa Sandhu Vaivata Patitya Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnayakshu.
So, we see that Maharaj Janak asked, what is Bhagavad Dharma? And then he told that he explained the process of bhakti is that first go to Nandimpram Sam Krishna Guru Pad Padma, serve him, and with Pranipat, Dandot Pranam, you should ask, then he will teach you all these things. Especially now we have forgotten Krishna, and for this we are thinking that this body, am, and all other relatives are mine. And for them, oh, so much fear comes. So the process is that first go to Guru and then learn how to please Krishna, and then you can go on. So he is telling also that a person who will hear all these things, bhakti paresha anubhavo virakti anyatra chaistrike kala padpadamanasya yathasnata sutushti pushti khudupaya. If anyone is serving Krishna, doing bhakti, shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smarnam and all these things, taking shelter in the lotus feet of his Gurudev, then three things automatically come. Bhakti, Parishanubhav, realization of Supreme Lord, and detachment from worldly desires must come. If you are hearing and practicing Bhakti Yoga, but three things are not coming, no realization of Supreme Lord, no virakti from this world, no detachment coming, then what is that? There is some loopholes. I think these loopholes are in all. Try to repair. Anyone who is serving Krishna, practicing Naudha Bhakti or Panchada Bhakti or Valli Hari Name, then three things are bound to come. All tattva gyan will come, and surely detachment from worldly things and desires must come. Krishna name is very powerful, but not coming, then we should tell fie on me. So he told what Kavi has told in brief. Now, again Maharaj Janak asked, oh, I want to know that a man who is practicing bhakti yoga, how he is acharan,
behavior
to others, and by what symptom we can know that he is really a bhakta. Please tell me. And then hari ubacha, hari, you. Try to hear all these things. I have never spoke about this, explained all these things. I want to know, I want to explain you all that 11th canto, very, very important. This, and after that Uddhasambad will come. Then you will have surely qualification to enter in Dashamaskandha. How a man can reach in 10th canto? Oh, this is the doorway of all these things.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. First of all, I'm offering my Dandavat Pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Sri Shrimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupad. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dandavat Pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishtom Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Sri Shila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And Om Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Sri Shila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And also to the lotus feet of all my beloved God brothers and God sisters, all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, friends and guests who have come to this most auspicious Bhagavat Katha assembly. So Srila Gurudev is now revealing the importance of the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to us. As he told, he has given us so much understanding of the pastimes of Krishna in 10th canto. But without understanding the 11th canto and the teachings that are here, it will not be possible to fully enter into the pastimes of Krishna. Because here, the actual activities of pure Bhagavad Dharma are explained, and how a devotee should execute his spiritual life. What are the necessary qualifications? What is the behavior of a Vaishnava? How does he live? How does he perform his devotional practices? How does he become detached from this gross materialistic illusory happiness of this world and take shelter of the eternal happiness of service to the lotus feet of Krishna? So in this conversation given in 11th canto, these Navayogendras, these nine very great sages, are answering the questions of Maharaj Nimi. And these questions are very relevant for all who want to enter into Bhagavad Dharma. So if we study this conversation very minutely, then we can gain so much from it. Now Maharaj Nimi is asking the question to these nine Yogendras, and so far, Kavi Rishi, he has answered. Now Havi Rishi will begin to answer the second question, second group of questions that Maharaj Nimi is asking. So he is asking, now please tell me in greater detail about the devotees of the Supreme Lord. What are the natural symptoms by which I can distinguish between the most advanced devotees and those that are on the middle level, and those who are neophyte, beginning level? What are the typical religious activities of a Vaishnava? And how does he speak? And specifically, please describe those symptoms and characteristics by which the Vaishnavas become dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now in the beginning of his answer, Sri Havi Rishi, he begins to explain the definition of the three different categories of Vaishnavas, beginning with topmost, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. This Mahabhagavat Vaishnava has a very specific symptom by which he can be recognized. And that is Sarva Bhuteshu Yak Pashyed Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavat Yatman Yesha Bhagavat Uttama. Bhagavat Uttama means topmost amongst all the Bhagavats, all the devotees of the Lord. So here he's saying, Sarva Bhuteshu Yak Pashyed. What is the vision of a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava? He sees Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha. What is there in his heart? What is his own transcendental moods of divine prem, loving devotion to the Supreme Lord? Wherever he looks, he also sees that in all living beings. When he looks here or there at the animate and inanimate objects of this world, he sees his Supreme Lord, his worshipable deity everywhere, by dint of his own moods, his own divine prem. Just like the highest example of the Braja Gopis. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the Braja Gopis, they are glorifying the Venugit, the flute song of Krishna. They are telling there how much they see all the different living beings in Vrindavan who are so much attracted to the sound of Krishna's flute. Even the inanimate objects, like the rivers, like the clouds, and all the forest animals, like the deer, like the birds in the trees. They are seeing all of those living beings having the same mood of deep attraction to Krishna that they have, the same moods of anurag that they have in their hearts. They see that in the other living beings. This is the symptom of a Mahabhagavat. He does not only see the external bodies, but he sees within every living being the eternal soul who is part and parcel of Krishna. And he also sees that all the living beings are situated in their eternal service to Krishna.
One thing more. Gopis are not Uttam Mahabhagavat. You should not give this example, but you should give an example of Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Yes.
They are also Uttam Bhagavat.
He is Uttam Bhagavat. But gopis are not. They are worshipable of Uttam, Uttam, Maha Uttam, Maha Uttam. So we cannot give this example.
But acharyas are giving in the purport.
Yes, okay. Try to understand
yes,
what.
Yes, yes.
Here he is defining Uttam Mahabhagavat.
Yes.
So the Uttam Bhagavats, like Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj, you all know, most of you know, how Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he saw his worshipable Lord everywhere in everything. Therefore, he was always completely peaceful and satisfied, even in the face of danger and death, as his father was trying to kill him. His father, in so many ways, was trying to destroy his own son, take his life. But Prahlad Maharaj was completely shanta, completely peaceful, because of his knowledge, because of his deep devotion to his Lord and Master, his Ishtadev, Lord Narayan, who he sees in everyone and in everything. So in this way, the highest devotee, actually he is always situated in that consciousness, in that very high stage of consciousness, But he sometimes comes down to a level in which he discriminates and he sees living beings within this world, how they are not engaged in the eternal service of the Lord. And then he comes down to very madhyam uttam level and he preaches out of compassion for the conditioned souls in this world. So the intermediate, the madhyam adhikari Vaishnava, he is given the description here, Havi Rishi is describing that you can recognize the symptoms of a madhyam adhikari by the way that he deals with four different categories. Ishure tadadineshu, balisheshu disatsucha, prema maitri kripa peksha, yatkaroshi sa madhyama. So madhyam adhikari, he sees Ishwara. Ishwara means the supreme personality of Godhead. He recognizes his worshipable Lord. And toward his worshipable Lord, he has pure love and devotion, prema. Although the word prema is used here, of course, the madhyam adhikari has not yet achieved the stage of prema. But prema in a general sense is used here, that he has loving devotion to the Supreme Lord. Ishwaretad adineshu. Then adineshu means the pure devotees, the devotees of the Lord. He has maitri, very great affection and friendship mood toward the devotees of the Lord. He does not have any envy in his heart toward anyone, and he offers his respectful obeisances to all the devotees and makes friendship with them. Prema maitri kripa. Then balisheshu. Balisheshu means like the innocent, childlike masses of people in this material world who do not have any transcendental knowledge. They do not even know that they are eternal souls, that they are not this material body. They are suffering within this world of birth and death repeatedly for millions of lives. So the madhyam adhikari has kripa, compassion for them, and therefore he fully absorbs himself day and night in following the instructions of guru and trying to liberate all of these jiva souls within this world. So that is kripa. And finally, balisheshu disatsu. Disatsu means those who are atheists, who are actually envious of the Supreme Lord. They deny his existence, or they deny his eternal personal form, like Mayavad. They say that you are God, I am God, we are all God. We can merge into his existence and become God. All of these very fallacious theories and tendencies of the conditioned soul to be separate from the Supreme Lord, very atheistic tendencies. So how does the madhyam adhikari deal with them? Prema maitri kripa peksha. Apeksha means he neglects them. He does not make the attempt to preach to them. They have no faith. They have no attraction. Therefore, he stays apart, separately from them. But actually, it does not mean he is not giving them mercy. He is also trying to correct them by neglecting them. So in this way, a madhyam adhikari, devotee, is understood by these symptoms. So then the third class devotee is also described, the kanishta. That the third class devotee is said that he has some kind of shraddha, some kind of faith. Archayam eva haraye shad, pujam yak shraddaye hate. Natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakrita smrita. Archayam eva haraye. He has shraddha in worshipping the deity form of the Lord in the temple. He keeps this kind of mood in his heart. He will go to the temple. He will offer obeisances. He will pray to the deity of the Lord. He will become devoted in this area of bhakti. But he does not understand. Archayam eva hare pujam yak shraddhaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu. He has not developed his vision yet to be able to see who are the devotees of the Lord. how to honor the bhaktas, how to honor the different levels and different classes of devotees, how to properly worship the even the Mahabhagavat devotees. He doesn't know how to interact. And also within the material world, he can become affected. His Shraddha is komala. It is soft, pliable. So if he associates with persons who are advocating some other type of philosophy, this ism, that ism, new age isms, then what happens to him? Oh, he starts to believe that. He can deviate very easily from the path of pure bhakti. So the third class devotee is described in this way. And by remaining in the third class position is somewhat dangerous, because in that position, not being able to recognize the position of the Vaishnavas, then he can easily commit Vaishnav aparad. Vaishnav aparad means offense against the lotus feet of a devotee. And there are different levels of devotees, especially if one commits an offense against the lotus feet of a Uttam Vaishnava, a Mahabhagavat devotee. Oh, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, this is the mad elephant offense, Hati Mata. Because just like an elephant comes into a garden, if the elephant comes into a garden where there are small little plants and trees beginning to grow, oh, it is a very dangerous situation for those plants and trees, because the elephant will crush them or uproot them with his trunk if he is a mad elephant. So if one allows this tendency to criticize, to perform Vaishnav Ninda, to perform such offenses and blasphemy against devotees of the Lord, even those who are in Madhyam level or even Kanishta level, oh, then there is reaction, very severe reaction. What will happen? Even his duration of life, all of his wealth, his health, all of his good fortune, but especially his bhakti, lata, his creeper of devotion will be severely harmed. So therefore, so many warnings are given there in Shastras. So many descriptions are given of persons who have made such mistakes before and offended Vaishnavas. Just like, for example, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is the, or Chaitanya Bhagavat, the story of Devananda Pandit is given there. Devananda Pandit was a very great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Navadvip Dham, he had many students. And they were coming to his classes. And he was also reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. And he was telling so many shlokas that were describing the beauty and pastimes of Krishna. And by, as he was sitting with this assembly, the great, great pure devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur, came into that assembly. And when he came into the assembly, oh, he sat down very inconspicuously in the rear of the assembly, and he was hearing. But because he's a Mahabhagavat, topmost, actually he's incarnation of Narada Muni in Chaitanya Leela. So Srivas Thakur was hearing these verses, and because of his great level of pure devotion and prema, oh, he became overwhelmed. He went very deep into devotional trance, and so many ecstatic symptoms came in his body, tears and trembling and crying like this. But the students of Devananda Pandit, they saw him and they thought, who is this person? He's disturbing our assembly. Oh, we must remove him. We should remove him from the assembly so that our teacher will not be disturbed in his discourses. So they took Srivas Thakur, who was not even aware, he was oblivious to his external surroundings, and they picked him up and placed him outside of the assembly. Very, very great offense. But Devananda Pandit, who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he did not stop the students from doing this. And because of this, later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely rejected Devananda Pandit. And he fell into a very, very miserable condition. And he was completely devoid of all happiness. All of his good fortune in life diminished. And finally, by the help of another great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Miniketana? No, Virkeshwara Pandit, He helped Devananda Pandit to understand what offense he had committed. And some years later, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and again returned to Navadvip Dham one final time, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the assembly of millions and millions of people who came to see him. And in that assembly, there were so many persons who were previously offensive toward Mahaprabhu. And here now they were begging for forgiveness, and Mahaprabhu was forgiving all of their offenses. Devananda Pandit was there, and when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "I will forgive you if you bow at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur and beg forgiveness from him." And therefore, Devananda Pandit went and fell at the feet of Srivas Thakur. But of course, Srivas Thakur, being a pure Mahabhagwat, he doesn't accept any offense. He never considers that anyone has offended him. This is their nature, that they are just as humble as a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. They are the personification of humility. But yet, Devananda Pandit begged him, and Srivas Thakur embraced him, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him.
Don't go beyond the subject. Yeah. Otherwise, so many things to speak. More slokas.
More slokas. Okay. So, in this way,
Indriya Prana Mano Dhyan, Jo.
So, in after describing these three different categories of Vaishnavas, now, Havi Rishi begins to explain more about how the Vaishnava lives. What are his symptoms? He says, even while engaging his senses in contact with their objects, one who sees this whole world as the energy of Lord Vishnu is neither repelled nor elated. He is indeed the greatest amongst the devotees. Dehendriya prana mano diyam yo janmapyaya kshud bhaya tarsha kritshai samsara dharmair avimuhyamana smritya harer bhagavata pradana. Within the material world, one's material body is always subject to birth and to decay. Similarly, the life airs, the prana within one's body, becomes harassed by hunger and thirst. But the mind is always very anxious, full of anxiety. The intelligence hankers for that which cannot be obtained. And all of the senses are ultimately exhausted by the constant struggle in this material nature. But a person who is not bewildered by the inevitable miseries in this material world, material existence, and who remains aloof from them simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is to be considered Bhagavat Pradhan, the foremost devotee of the Lord. So a pure devotee of the Lord is never irritated or agitated by any circumstances within this world. Even a devotee who has come to the stage of Uttam Adhikari and reached Bhav Avastha, he has 9 symptoms that are visible with him. Kshantir, vyartha kalatvam, viraktir, mana shunyata. Kshantir, he's always...
Explain another shloka.
Okay. He is always very tolerant of every situation. Nakama karma bijanam, yasya chetasi sambhava, vasudevaika nilaya, Savai Bhagavatottama. One who has taken exclusive shelter of the Supreme Lord Vasudev becomes free from all fruitive activities, from all karmas, which are based on material lust. Kama karma bijanam. Based upon the seed of material desires within this world. So someone who has taken exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, all these bijas, all these seeds of desire, material desire to perform even sinful or pious activities, they become completely destroyed. In fact, one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord is freed from even the desire to enjoy material sense gratification. Plans for enjoying sex life, social prestige, and money they cannot develop within his mind. And thus, he is considered Bhagavat Uttama, a pure devotee of the Lord on the highest platform. Then, Nayasya Janma Karma Bhyam Navar Varnashrama Jati Bhi Sajjate Smin Aham Bhavo Dehe Vaisa Hare Priya. Birth in an aristocratic family and the execution of austere and pious activities, they certainly cause a person to take pride in himself. And similarly, if one enjoys a prestigious position within society because his parents are highly respected members of the Varnashram social system, then one becomes even more infatuated with himself. But if, despite these excellent material qualifications, one does not feel even a tinge of pride within himself, he is to be considered the dearmost servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nayasya sva para iti vitte svatmani va bida sarva bhuta samashanta savai bhagavat uttama. When a devotee gives up the selfish conception by which he thinks, this is my property and that is his property. When he gives up this selfish conception, when he is no longer concerned with the pleasures of his own material body, or he is indifferent to the discomforts of others, then he becomes fully peaceful and satisfied. He considers himself simply one among all the living beings, which are equally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So such a satisfied Vaishnava is considered to be at the highest standard of pure devotion. Tri Bhuvana Vivava Hetave Pyakunta Smritir Ajatma Suradi Bir Vimrigyat Nachalati Bhagavati Padara Vindal Lava Nimishardham Api Yasa Vaishnavagriya. The lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are sought even by the greatest of demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who have all accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their life and soul. A pure devotee of the Lord can never forget those lotus feet in any circumstance. He will not give up his shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord for a single moment, indeed, not even for half a moment. Even in exchange for the benediction of ruling and enjoying the opulence of the entire universe, such a devotee of the Lord, he is to be considered the best among the Vaishnavas. Bhagavata Uru Vikramangri Saka Nakamani Chandrikaya Nirasta Tape Hridikatam Upashidatam Punasa Prabhavati Chandra Ivoditer Katapa. How can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails on his lotus feet resemble valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of a pure devotee, just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. Visrijati hridayam nayasya sakshad darir avasabihito pyago ganasha pranaya rasanaya dritangri padma sabhavati bhagavata pradana ukta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call him by speaking his holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, they call him by speaking his holy name, then the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their hearts. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up the heart of such a devotee. One who has thus captured the Supreme Lord within his heart is to be known as Bhagavat Pradhan, the most exalted devotee of the Lord.
If anyone is telling that I am Mahabhagavat, you should not have trust that he is Mahabhagavat. You should know all the symptoms of Mahabhagavat. If these symptoms are not there, only he is speaking so much and he has remembered all the whole this talk of Bhagavat, Upanishad, Gita, everything, but yet he is not Uttam Bhagavat. Perhaps he is not even Kanishtha Adhikari. So we should be careful from them. If a person by this way serve Krishna and Gurudev, then any kind of worldly desire will not come. Surely. Even he will not think that this is mine, this is her. Everything. He is Samdarshi. Equal to all. And then Krishna comes in their heart by their high class of love and affection. They bind Krishna that you cannot go from our heart. And he is captured there. So always you should try to be like that and to but oh, you should know what is Krishna Prem and how Brajbasi love Krishna. So you should know your highest goal. Without knowing goal, you cannot practice. So first we should know our goal of life, goal of our sadhan bhajan, and then how to achieve this 11 kind. One good kirtan.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
No other kirtan?
Bacha Hare Mana? Kabe Shri Chaitanya More? Yang Kali Rupa? One that I know.
You can.
Which one? I can. Goranga Balite Habe?
You know so many songs. Can you?
Young Kali Rupa? Okay, I can try. I'll try.
Thank you. First canto.
Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumar.
Jaya Jaya Sundara Haribo.
Jaya Jaya. Sarabasa
Hare Krishna. Thank you all so much for coming. Beginning tomorrow, we'll have some drama plays. But for tonight, the class.